I just call that Quickie being Quickie. I mean, everyone knows how good he is in this room, and you know, you don't want to rely on a goaltending performance like that, but you come to expect that from Quickie because he's shown that he can do it time and time again.
Justin, how do you look at your game and overall in the Orleans zone tonight?
I think there's a lot of areas we can clean up. Quickie was great, made some huge saves for us, and that's what we have to do tomorrow because we're not going to be able to win. We won 1-0 tonight, and if we want to win the series, we're going to have to find a way to get a couple more goals, but also, like I said, if we didn't have Quickie in net, it could have been a different game.
How much credit goes to St. Louis or you guys' lack of scoring opportunities or being able to bury them?
I think it's a mix of both. I think Elliott's playing really well, and I think they're number one in the league against shots against, and they've limited us pretty well. You know, we get some opportunities on the we got a breakaway. We got a couple really good chances, and again, we have to find ways to score more than one goal.
What would you see as the one thing or two things that you need to really work on and improve to pull this thing out?
I think if we clean up our D zone, we gave them, they had a lot of opportunities. Like I said, Quickie had to be really good for us tonight. I think you find if you can eliminate the chances on the defensive side of the puck, that's when it prevents them. But it can be frustrating when a team does that to you. So if we can limit their offense, they start cheating maybe a little bit, just trying to get something going. That's where we maybe get a better opportunity to score on them.
What's the feeling like in this room right now?
I think we're focused. We put ourselves in a hole 2-0 coming back home, and we took care of business tonight. But it's always about the next game this time of year.
Thanks, Chris.